One thing that Andrew 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's stop by the sports desk, shall we? See how Tiger's doing. Gentleman Jim Dallas on the other side of the glass. Always good to have him with us. And Tiger holding his own.
He is indeed. This is his first tournament since the 2020 Masters. Of course, we all know that he was in that bad automobile accident and almost died, almost lost his right leg. But he's holding his own. He's even. After 14 holes right now, he's tied for 22nd on the leaderboard. Cameron Smith is leading, Kevin. He's at minus five. So he's Tiger is five strokes off the pace right now. But I got to tell you, Cameron Smith, he may have a great round today. But there's three more days to go.
Yeah. And by the way, they had 2 inches of rain over the last 24 hours, I believe, in the Atlanta area. And so the turf is soft, and we'll continue to follow this. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll track Tiger, who is playing 15 right now. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And we're watching the Masters on one screen, and I've got the traffic cams on another screen here in the KMCQ studios, and I do see a little bit of congestion there on Interstate 15 as we speak. Southbound at Flamingo, northbound at Sahara. Moderate flows there in Henderson on the Southern Beltway right now. 215 westbound at Decatur, 215 eastbound past the 15 interchange. A little bit of congestion there as you merge over to the 15. Those lane restrictions continue in both directions on Interstate 515 That's between Main Street and Eastern Avenue, as that bridge reconstruction project continues all the way through December.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Clippers beat the Suns 113-109 last night. Two more games on the regular season schedule for the Suns. They'll play tomorrow night at Utah and wrap things up at home Sunday night against Sacramento. Head coach Monty Williams says with the regular season winding down, resting players isn't a great option.
Because of the position we're in the play-in tournament, you get almost a week off. There's going to be some deconditioning for the top seeds. So I don't think there's a necessary benefit fit to resting guys right now.
Williams says he's heard from a lot of fans who say the team's progression over the years means a lot to them.
Everywhere I go, people talk about the Suns are their baby, you know, and to have us playing this way is huge for the Valley.
The Diamondbacks open the regular season tonight. Lefty Madison Bumgarner gets the start at home against the Padres and right-hander Yu Darvish. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu, a roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look, an emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
There are so many words to describe Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. The chicken, juicy, succulent, seared. The brioche roll, buttery and toasty. The Parmesan crisps, crunchy, tangy. The secret aioli, creamy and rich. All those words. But when you have a bite, you might just be left speechless. Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. Enjoy a free drink with purchase of a new Chef's Chicken Sandwich. Restrictions apply. For details, visit PaneraBread.com/online code.
Once upon a time, in the great state of Nevada, there was a big bad governor called Steve Sisolak. And the people didn't like Commissar Sisolak stealing their freedoms. But then a big blustery sheriff named Joe Lombardo said he would be governor and protect all the people. But this was the same Joe Lombardo who stood his police down while the shooters in the 2017 Las Vegas massacre killed 58 innocent people. And the same Joe Lombardo who got tricked into opening his jail cell doors and releasing convicted felons into Nevada neighborhoods where your children live. That's a no-no, JoJo. I'm Fred Simon, a concerned father, a Nevada businessman, and a medical doctor. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor. Donate if you can, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Another par for Tiger Woods at 15. So, and he's still six shots off the pace. Cameron Smith now at 6 under. Yeah. So we'll keep you. I know a lot of people are wondering how's Tiger doing. We'll try and keep you updated throughout the afternoon. For those of you that missed it, Ketanji Brown Jackson has been confirmed. Will be sworn in eventually as an associate justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. Three Republicans voted for the nomination. One of them, of course, obviously Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Mitt Romney. Tucker Carlson last night, I thought, laid out a really great case of exactly how Mitt Romney has done a flip-flop on Ketanji Brown Jackson. This is cut to go.
Less than a year ago, this is an amazing example, it was just June of 2021, Mitt Romney voted against the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Okay, he thought she wasn't qualified. Now, this week, Mitt Romney announced that he is supporting the same person's confirmation to the Supreme Court. Huh? She was unqualified for a lower court, but a perfect choice for the Supreme Court? How does that work? Here's Mitt Romney to explain.
In the prior confirmation, I was concerned that she was outside the mainstream. And as a result of our meeting for an hour together and reviewing her testimony before Congress, I became convinced that she's within the mainstream. She's also highly qualified, intelligent, capable person, and I wish her the very best.
Oh, so she's now in the mainstream. She wasn't less than a year ago, but now she's fully in the mainstream. So here's what it took for Mitt Romney to finally support Ketanji Brown Jackson. He learned in the course of Supreme Court confirmation hearings that she gave lenient sentences to child pornographers. Mitt Romney apparently didn't know that last year, hence the vote against her. Now that he knows that Ketanji Brown Jackson has disregarded sentencing guidelines to benefit kiddie pornographers, it's a yes from Mitt Romney. That's the junior senator from the state of Utah. And as with Spencer Cox, this is not a one-time aberration. Reporter Greg Price summarized Mitt Romney's past few weeks this way, quote, confirmed Ketanji Brown Jackson, voted against repealing TSA mask mandate, didn't show up to vote defunding Biden vaccine mandate, accuses Tulsi Gabbard of treason for opposing the war in Ukraine. Amazing. So Tulsi Gabbard has betrayed her country in uniform, by the way. She's still serving in the U.S. Army. But BLM? BLM, which torched American cities for nearly a year, they're not treasonous, not according to Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, of course, did take to the streets there, and the first Republican to join thousands of people that were protesting George Floyd's death. The Utah senator marched with a group of evangelical Christians and shared the photo of himself on Twitter. And Romney told the reporter that he was participating in those protests because he wanted to make sure that people understood that Black Lives Matter.
We need a voice against racism. We need many voices against racism and against brutality. We need to stand up and say that Black Lives Matter.
Oh, yeah. Mitt Romney took to the streets. Probably the greatest line ever uttered on cable news. And like all the great lines, nobody laughed. Mitt Romney took to the streets. To watch BLM burn down cities, shoot people, and defraud donors to buy $6 million mansions in L.A. Oh, but guess who the traitor is? It's Tulsi Gabbard. That's what Mitt Romney's telling us.
Yeah, Tucker Carlson, spot on last night on Fox News Channel. We have to do something about this. People like Lisa Murkowski, people like Susan Collins, people like, well, Mitt Romney. We've got to find a way to replace these people because they're taking up space. And if this is going to be a red wave election, and I believe it will be, then we ought to replace these people with good, old-fashioned, traditional, conservative Republicans. America first. That's what we need to do. And that's why it is so vitally important that we vet our candidates, not just for the U.S. Senate or for governor or assembly or state senate, but board of trustees, school board of trustees. We need to be vetting candidates and making sure that our voices are heard. That is how important this next election is. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you. You've had a chance to hear from a lot of candidates. Is it time to finally start weeding out the rhinos out there? Is it finally time that we replace them with good, God-fearing conservatives? We'll see what you think coming up. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to your calls on the other side. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know. We'll give you some extra love. We might even move you up in line. But we love you. We love first-time callers. And if you're a first-time caller, just let Jim know. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer, and I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about the amazing Evolve A1 hearing aids from Starkey. I mean, this is cutting-edge technology. The engineers at Starkey are nothing short of incredible. I just love these folks. They wanted to make better hearing effortless, and take it from me, they've done just that. The Evolve AI scans the environment and makes 55 million automatic adjustments every hour. That's 55 million adjustments. Now I can hear in the loudest bar or restaurant, even during the loudest sporting events. Call Quality Hearing Aids, in business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Las Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
In case you're keeping track at home, Tiger just birdied 16. He is now 1 under par through 16, and he is 5 shots off the pace. Cameron Smith leading at 6 under par. That's the Masters at Augusta, vying for the green jacket. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. You want to join us? I've got one line open, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Horst. Horst, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what we can do to expose Lombardo as basically a skinny Sisolak with a gun and a badge, because there were reports, I haven't seen them, but apparently Joe Lombardo was either campaigning for or congratulating Sisolak when he won, for governor last go round, and his record is just that of failure.
Well, the one thing I do know is that Sisolak himself said that Joe Lombardo contributed to his campaign in 2018, and helped him raise money, which
there
means bundling and all kinds of things like that. So that's something that voters are going to have to take into consideration. I hope that comes up in some of the upcoming debates.
Right.
I mean,
and
let's...
then also, didn't mean to interrupt, but. Anytime we mention Clinton, call her by her real name, Hillary.
Horst, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Let's go next to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Kevin?
I'm good, man.
Hey, one thing I'd like to bring up again with the arming of the Ukraine military, and today Lloyd Austin came out and actually divulged that they are training the Ukrainian military in the United States also, but for the past 3 or 4 years, they've also been in the Ukraine behind our backs, training them with the CIA. And the problem I still have is...
Are you surprised by that? Brady, are you surprised by that, that our special forces aren't teaching? I think the latest I saw was that they were training them how to use armed drones. Are you trying to tell me that they're not at Creech or someplace like that, learning how to use this stuff?
Here's the problem I have, Kevin. I don't like them that they're arming Nazis, and that's the Azov Battalion. That's what my grandfather fought in World War II, and they were doing it again. And you're going behind the American people's back and arming Nazis. Okay, this is not good. We need to do a whole show on the Azov Battalion. I'd love to sit in and clue people in what it's all about, because the media, like they said in Bucha, all the Russians went in and left all them dead people on the street. There's your Azov Battalion for you. 100% media BS, and people are falling for it.
Hey, Brady.
You're on the wrong side.
Brady, I'm glad you called, and I thank you, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're next, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Kevin, you're knocking it out of the park today, baby. How appropriate. It's baseball season.
Hey, you, heck buddy. Yes. Heck yes. Go Cardinals.
Where do I begin? Oh, first of all, I want to give a big here to Hoist. Absolutely correct. I happen to be in lockstep with Brady, and forgive me. What I want to bother you about is the networks at the top and bottom of the hour. They're doing little mini documentaries. Now, Kevin, we're the same generation. I think we were taught in about the fourth grade science. We used to get that class between fourth and 10th grade. You took science for a semester. Correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin. Am I wrong on that?
You're right. Civics.
And civics. So we learned that when we exhale, that's carbon dioxide. But the networks are coming out and saying that carbon dioxide, no, anything foliage, anything green, anything that breathes oxygen, and that's almost any moving thing on the planet. Correct me if I'm wrong again. And they're trying to tell us, they want to do a carbon tax. That's it. They want to put both hands in our pockets. Love you, buddy. And I love the fact that you have jumped off the lifeboat of the lesser of two evils. Dang. Call these rhinos out every day, Kevin. You're beautiful, baby.
There you go. Thank you, Frank. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. If you want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. If you've been trying to get through and it's been ringing busy, we've just freed up a couple of lines, and we'll give you an opportunity to get in. And again, if you're a first-time caller, just let Gentleman Jim know, and he'll take good care of you. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, we're going to take the break early. It'll leave us more time coming up on the other side. So stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up top of the hour, John Kovacs will join us, conservative candidate for Congress from District 3. He has an impressive resume. The owner of construction companies here in Nevada and on the East Coast, and he wants to serve in the United States House of Representatives. John Kovacs joins us just after 1 o'clock. Let's go to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local.
Yeah, Kevin, hi. I'm sorry I had to follow Brady because I just don't think I can talk my ass off, but like he does. But, and I won't predict over a quarter of the Earth's population is going to die within a short time. I can't do that either, so I'm not in his league. Anyway, it was in the news this morning. I don't know if you heard it. The Attorney General of Arizona, a Republican who was endorsed by Trump, found absolutely no cheating in the vote count in the last presidential election and was correct. The same in Georgia, where the vote